Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson. It's called, What is Your Phone Number? And my name is JP.
Hola, I'm Liliana.
Hola, Liliana.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good.
So, what's your phone number?
My phone number is 137-613-97126.
Oh, my goodness. Everyone's going to call you now because you just put that on a podcast.
Oh, I did. This is actually my phone number.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Wow. Okay.
Well, don't give the area code because you don't want too many people calling.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. Okay. Right. Anyway, so we have a keyword in this lesson.
Okay.
And it's going to be móvil.
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 Okay, that's mobile.
Yes, that's right? Mobile.
So mobile phone.
Yes, móvil. Okay. But we're going to talk a little about culture after the podcast because this word is used in Spain mainly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're going to give some other options that you can say.
Excellent. All right, so how about if we listen to the dialogue three times?
Dialogue, first time. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
Ok, te llamo en la noche.
Vale.
Second time. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
Ok, te llamo en la noche.
Vale.
Third time. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
Ok, te llamo en la noche.
Vale.
Okay, we're back. Let's do a translation.
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
What is your phone number?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
What's your phone number?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono? Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
My cell phone number is 652-1256-56.
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
My cell phone number is 652-1256-56.
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56. Okay, te llamo en la noche.
All right, I'll call you at night.
Okay, te llamo en la noche.
Okay, I'll call you at night.
Okay, te llamo en la noche. Vale.
Great.
Vale.
Solid.
Vale.
Okay.
Oh, God, you said solid.
You know what? That's the best way to do it.
I know, and I love it. I do.
Vale, vale. Okay, so let's break it down. Let's start with, what is your phone number?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
All right, Lily, what's the word for phone?
Teléfono.
Teléfono.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in English, we can say telephone, but we can also say phone. So can you just say fono in Spanish?
No.
No. You have to say teléfono.
No, that doesn't work.
Okay. So how about phone number?
Número de teléfono.
Número de teléfono. That's three words, where in English we only use two words, phone number.
I know, you're lazy when you talk.
Okay, so let's look at those three words. What's the word for number?
Número.
Número. That means number, right? Mm-hmm. And it looks kind of like the English word for numeral.
Yeah, it does, huh?
Okay, now what's the word that links the two together?
De.
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 Okay, so it looks like number of phone.
That's right.
But it means phone number.
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
So learn it as a chunk. Don't try to be like, just the day, it links them together and makes the whole thing.
Okay, phone number.
Mm-hmm.
How about your phone number?
Tu. Tu número de teléfono.
Tu número de teléfono. Tu means your.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the phrase for what is?
¿Cuál es?
¿Cuál es? Now, this is when you're asking somebody's phone number, you always say ¿cuál es?
Yes.
Right? Now, ¿cuál means which or what? And what about es?
Es is the verb ser.
Ser, which is to be.
Yes.
Okay. So, literally, this is what is.
Exactly the same.
So, let's put it all together. What is your phone number?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Okay. And the person responds, my cell phone number.
Mi número de móvil.
That's our key word, right? Móvil.
Móvil, okay. Yes.
And so they said my cell number.
Yes, mi número de móvil.
Okay, so we have número de teléfono and número de móvil.
Yes, it's different. I mean, número de teléfono, it's like a general.
Okay.
Like, you know, now technology, you can give your mobile, you can give your
home phone, your office phone, your fax.
Yeah, it's too many. So that's why it's the general form. But then it responds, my cell phone number is this.
Yeah, specifically. So número de teléfono is general and número de móvil is specific.
That's right.
And my telephone number.
Mi número de móvil.
Okay, so my is me.
Mm-hmm.
What was the word for your phone number?
Tú.
Tú, right? Your. And then the word for my mobile phone number?
Me.
Me, okay. So that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so one more time. My phone number is?
Mi número de móvil es.
Es. There's the same S from before, right?
That's right.
My phone number is. And then they said 652-125-656.
That's right. Es el 652-1256-56.
Okay, now we have a whole bunch of numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But before we talk about the numbers, let's look at what comes before the numbers, which is el.
Yes.
What is that? Why do you say that before a phone number?
Well, you know, we just say it. It's like, it's the 55. We just say it.
Okay, the el means the.
Yes.
Right, but we don't say that in English.
No.
Is it because we're lazy?
Maybe. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, you can say, mi número de móvil es... And then the number.
Okay.
But you can also say, my phone number is the, and then the number.
El, right?
Yes,
now, which do you prefer? Which way do you say it?
I use both, yes.
Okay, so it doesn't bother anyone?
No. You can use both.
Now, I know a lot of people were thinking about writing in saying, which one should I use?
Yeah.
Either one, folks.
Both.
Either one.
You can use both.
So let's look at the numbers. Now, can you tell us the phone number again, Lily?
652-1256-56.
Okay. Now, it sounds really fast, right?
Yes, it does.
But the way you read it is 652.
652.
Okay, so that's the number 6 and the number 52. And then the number 12, which is?
1256.
56, right?
Yes.
And then there's one more 56 at the end.
Yes. So I make groups of two.
Right.
But at the beginning, because it's not... four numbers.
Okay.
That's why I say 652.
Okay.
So it's, you know, the single guy and then the couple and then both couples and the couple.
Because numbers like to be in couples.
Yes.
Okay. And then there's this one single guy at the beginning.
That's right.
Got it. Okay. One more time. 652, 1256, 56.
652, 1256, 56.
Okay. Now I know some of you are newbies and you don't know your numbers yet, but this is a great way to start, right? Giving someone your phone number.
Yes.
And, especially the higher numbers. I know a lot of people already know 1 through 10, but if you want to work on the higher numbers, you should give your phone number that way, right? All right, so the person, I guess they wrote really fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they have a really good memory, and they said, okay, I'll call you tonight.
Okay, te llamo en la noche.
Okay, te llamo en la noche. So what's the word for okay?
Okay, igual.
Really?
The same.
Spanish is easy.
I mean, come on, okay? We got it from you guys.
Okay. Okay, how about I call?
Llamo.
Llamo, that means I call, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the verb llamar.
That's right.
And it's the first person in the present. Now, what's the te that comes before it? Why is it te llamo?
Te llamo, it refers to you.
To
so
you.
So I call you.
I'll call you. All right. So the next question is when?
En la noche.
En la noche. So what's the word for night?
Noche.
Noche. And when we want to say during the night or at night, we'll say...
En la noche.
En la noche, which literally is in the night.
Yes.
Okay.
In the night.
We don't say that in English.
No, I know.
No, but in Spanish...
You say at night, right?
Right, at night or tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that they're going to call tonight.
Yes.
Okay, let's put it together. Okay, I'll call you at night.
Okay, te llamo en la noche.
All right, and then the answer is solid.
Vale.
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 Right? Solid. Got it. Right? It's a all-purpose affirmation, right? Now, this actually is the verb valer, right?
That's right.
Which means to be worthy.
Mm-hmm. All so right. It's like
worthy.
Worthy or something. But this is very commonly used in Spain.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I go to Mexico, into your hometown, can I say vale to people?
Yeah, you can, but they're going to be like, huh? Are you Spanish or something? Oh, they'll know that you study your Spanish in Spain, which is okay.
But it won't confuse anybody.
No,
right?
No.
All right. Hey, let's listen to that dialogue again 3 more times.
Dialogue, first time. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
Okay. Te llamo en la noche.
Vale.
Second time. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
Ok, te llamo en la noche.
Vale.
Third time. ¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Mi número de móvil es el 652-1256-56.
Ok, te llamo en la noche.
Vale.
We're back, and Lily, let's talk about the phone numbers. There's a couple things we want to talk about. We want to talk about phone numbers, and we talk about the word for cell phone. First, let's talk about phone numbers. First of all, this phone number that we gave is 9 digits long.
Yes.
And to me, it just seems wrong. It seems like there's one missing.
9 digits long, it's in Spain.
Okay.
Mexico and the rest of Central America is 10.
10 digits, just like in the U.S.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So the area code and then 7 digits.
That's right.
That's why the phone number is like that, because it's Spanish style. And also, Spanish style is the word... Móvil.
Yes. In fact, that's a very commonly used also in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
They always say, mi número móvil, móvil.
Okay.
But that in some other places, you can use celular.
Celular. Okay.
Yes.
In Mexico?
Celular.
Celular.
Mi número es celular.
Okay.
Or you can say also, mi cel.
Wow.
Yes.
Just like in English, I say cell.
Yeah, cell phone.
Yeah. Now, I know some people that say mobile phone. My mobile is this. But usually they're British.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. So we also have these two variants.
This distinction, mm-hmm. right? This Spain. Separated by the Atlantic.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, and one last thing. Now, the way we tell people to do the phone number, we said it was 652, 1256, 56, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm speaking English, I'm just going to say 652, 1256, 56.
Yeah, you know, I think that's an age thing.
Okay, because they do it in Mexico too,
yeah,
and in
like,
Spain.
Yes, when you say the number, each number like one at a time.
Okay.
Like for example, my dad would be like, why are you doing that? Just put them in pairs, it's easier to remember.
Okay.
It's a rhythm and all this, so
right.
It depends on the person.
Right, but younger people can just name each number separately.
Yes, they do.
Okay, so that's a generation gap.
So are you telling me I'm old? Because I did 652, 1256... Okay. Maybe.
I'm not saying you're old. You are always young and radiant to me.
Oh, thank you, Jotapito.
All right. Lily, what is our challenge for the day?
The challenge is to ask someone for their phone number.
Okay, and how do we say that?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
¿Cuál es tu número de teléfono?
Okay.
All right. I think that's great. Now, folks, if you have any questions or if you want to comment, if you want to leave us your phone number, please come to our website, which is SpanishPod.com, and we'll be happy to see you. For now, I think it's time for us to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.